Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, being the chapter on giving advice and keeping the advice short, sweet, to the point, not unnecessarily extending the advice, the bayan or the speech, whatever is being spoken about advices. The main thing is the point must be given, and at the same time unnecessary extension of it is not something that is desirable in deen. Yes, there will be times where an extended talk, for example, sometimes you'll find in an ijtima, the bayan is a little bit longer than normal because you find people coming from far and wide, and that opportunity they get to hear bayan all the time for many people is not there, especially those people coming from the outlying areas, the villages, far out places. They don't have that facility and that access to listen to bayan speeches like the people in the city. So therefore at times now they made the travel, they've come from far, they've come specifically for that purpose. Now at that time now for the bayan to be extended, to give it, be given long, there is understandable, there will be the correct thing to do, because people have come specifically for that purpose to listen to the talk. But if it's just a normal occasion and now suddenly advices are being given, and unnecessarily to delay it, to extend it, so that people now become bored with the advices and the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is not something that is desirable. So two aspects we're doing in this chapter. One is giving advice in a nice way, in a good way. And the second part of it is when that advice is given, then it should be to the point, not unnecessarily extended, as we'll see from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Abi Najihin al-Irbad ibn Sariyah radiyallahu anhu qal, وعظنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موعظة بليغة وجلت منها القلوب وذرفت فيها العيون فقلنا يا رسول الله كأنها موعظة مودع فأوصنا قال أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة وإن تأمر عليكم عبد حبشي وإنه من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل بدعة ضلالة رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. الإرباد بن سارية رضي الله عنه, مبارك صحابي of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, was the fourth person to accept Islam. So he is the narrator of this hadith. He's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a very profound and eloquent lecture to us, which made our hearts tremble and our eyes shed tears. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking. And now the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying the way Nabi alayhi wasallam spoke to us, it caused our heart to tremble and our eyes to start tearing. We said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this seems to be the admonition of a person bidding farewell." In other words, this seems to be the warnings that a person that is about to go away, he's leaving, he's parting advices. This is what it seems like, the way you are speaking to us. So we said, Rasulullah sallam, advise us. In other words, tell us more. Speak to us more. It's as though you are leaving us. So give us more advice. So he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I advise you to constantly fear Allah and listen and obey, even if an Abyssinian slave were to rule over you." People accuse Islam about being racist, about being backward. Look at from where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took them. They were so proud of their lineage. The Arabs generally proud of their lineage, and they were so, it was something of pride to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying here, telling them at this point, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and constantly fear Allah ta'ala and listen and obey to the Amir, the person who is the Khalifa, even if he's an Abyssinian slave. In other words, even if he's a black person that is your Amir, listen to him, obey him. In other words, don't give any credibility at this point to your lineage. Here that doesn't matter. That person has been appointed as the Amir. He's a black person. He's a slave also. In other words, he's not a free person. His lineage also may have attained in it. But if he's your Amir, you give him that authority. This is what Islam is teaching so beautifully. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say that whoever remains alive from amongst you after me, after I pass away, whoever remains alive from amongst you will witness many, many disagreements. We'll see many, much ikhtilaf taking place, disagreements taking place. So what, and Nabi alayhi salam is giving advice now, what should we do when we're seeing all these differences taking place, this ikhtilaf taking place, this disunity taking, what should you do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should hold on firmly to my sunnah, and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. In other words, the rightly guided khulafa, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Hazrat Umar radiallahu an, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu an, Hazrat Ali radiallahu an, these were the rightly guided khulafa. Hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. Hold on to it with your teeth. Teeth, nawajis, what it means? That hold on so tightly. The Urdu word that is, the Arabic word that is used, actually hold on to it with your molars. When you bite something with your molars and you're holding on to it, it's like you're locking onto it. You're not letting it go. In other words, hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa that has been left behind. Hold on to it so tight as though you're gripping something with your teeth. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and hold on to it with your teeth. Beware of introducing new things into Islam. Beware of bid'at, introducing new things. The deen is, another, the deen is complete. There's no need now to introduce new things to Islam. Hear what is meant, new things in the name of Islam. Things that are not there, introducing it in. And in other words, you're saying that this is part of Islam. Not doesn't mean that a person now brings in, if there was no cars in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we bring cars, we bring aeroplanes. It doesn't mean to bring things in the name of Islam. In other words, we're making it part of deen. That should not be done. Whatever is deen, that is deen. Whatever is not deen, that is not deen. But to introduce new things in the name of Islam, this is what is not correct. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Beware of introducing new things into the deen. Surely Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, surely every innovation is misguidance. And this is where this hadith finished. The point that is being made in this hadith is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was even asked at that point that give us advice. It's as though it is parting advice, but yet he didn't extend it very, very long. To the point, what he needed to say, he said, and he didn't extend it. Lesson for us, that although that advice was like a parting advice, one would think that it needed to be very, very, very long to be a big bayan. It wasn't like that. It was just to the point. A lot of time, the effect of what the speaker is saying got to do with the sincerity in the heart. So this is something that is very, very important. Like we know how Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali was a man who couldn't give big bayans. And he was a person that would stutter also. His level of English also wasn't high. It wasn't something very fancy in the bayan, but so many people were touched by what this person had to say, this great personality. Why? Because of that ikhlas, that fikr, that concern in the heart. Can you imagine what must have been the concern in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Just a few words and such an effect it had. So this is what is required and desired. It's not the level of the English and the level of quoting Arabic and those sort of things, but it's with the level of ikhlas, sincerity in the heart, the worry, the concern. This is the thing that will affect the audience. It is not the level of the speech itself. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Be making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil